For years, environmentalists have warned of the dangers associated with the overuse of pesticides and herbicides, claiming that those chemicals are poisoning the land and waters. Now Toronto City Council has passed a bylaw aimed at reducing pesticide use. Katrina Miller of the Toronto Environmental Alliance says it's an amazing win.
We have a bylaw that's going to protect children, it's going to protect the environment. We saw City Council today that's decided to listen to the citizens of Toronto and the doctors and nurses instead of falling under pressure from the industry lobby.
The debate leading up to the vote was bitter and emotionally charged. One representative of a lawn care company was ejected. Lauren Hepworth is a spokesman for the pesticide manufacturers. He says the ones to suffer from the new bylaw will be homeowners.
At the end of the day, what this amounts to is a deterioration in their property values. You know, score one for bugs and dandelions and zero for the property owner.
Under the bylaw, anyone wanting to use pesticides will have to make a case to an advisory board. It will be made up of representatives from the city, environmental groups, and lawn care companies. The new bylaw will not be enforced until 2006. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.